Candidates for the corner office at the State House highlighted energy and environmental issues last night at a forum hosted by the Environmental League of Massachusetts. They differed over issues such as Cape Wind and climate change, but they often framed their answers against a similar backdrop, the economy. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonez reports.
No one pretended to be unbiased at this forum. The audience was made up of people who focus on the environment and energy, issues most closely associated with the left. And Governor Deval Patrick owned the evening. He was calm and rattled off tons of achievements.
During the last 4 years, Massachusetts has become the greenest state in the nation, and I'm very proud of that.
That seems like an exaggeration. Many rankings place Massachusetts farther down the list, past Washington, Vermont, and New York when it comes to environmental legislation, recycling rates, and energy efficiency. But not one of the other candidates challenged his depiction of the Commonwealth as an environmental leader. And in many ways, that's why Patrick appeared so strong. He got to go first, and he made a point to connect the economy and the environment, arguing that the key to rebuilding the economy is by addressing climate change.
We're way behind. We got a lot of ground to cover.
This was an opportunity for the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, to distinguish herself from the status quo or push Patrick to do more. She promised a green jobs bonanza, but never really explained how she'd deliver it. Here's Stein describing what she would do during her first 100 days in office.
The first priority is to get the lobbyists out and get the people back in. I think we need campaign finance reform. We need to bring back clean elections. We need to redefine economic development. Right now, the governor wants to spend $200 million on developer incentives to build things like shopping malls and office parks. And I think we need to start by taking that development money and putting it into expanding green jobs in the community.
State Treasurer Tim Cahill, who is running as an independent, doesn't include the environment as an important issue on his campaign website. And last night, he didn't pretend to be a tree hugger.
I don't believe I will be able to compete for all of your affections as well as Governor Patrick or Dr. Stein, but I'll do my best. My focus and my reason for running in this campaign is to provide jobs for people who need them, to grow our economy. Sometimes those needs for pro-growth, pro-economic advocacy on the part of governor or part of my administration will work hand in hand with the environmental community. Sometimes it won't.
Cahill insisted that he's a pragmatist. He argued that protecting the environment and the economy are sometimes in opposition.
We need to grow jobs, and there are some people that would say, not in my backyard, it's not going to happen. That's where I will try to bring the balance. And if I have to lean, I will lean towards pro-growth.
Republican candidate Charles Baker may have performed better if he had shown up. Instead, he sent a proxy, Brad Jones, the Republican leader in the State House of Representatives. As soon as Jones started talking, about a third of the audience got up and left, which is too bad because they missed Jones' try to explain Baker's comments on global warming. Earlier this year, Baker raised concerns among environmentalists when he said that he is, quote, not smart enough to have an opinion about whether global warming is man-made. Here's Jones.
I did have the opportunity to talk with Charlie about that. And I said, you know, what up? And I think his point was, and I'll try to paraphrase his point, for him, if you look at the idea of our economy being dependent on so much of its energy from being overseas, that in and of itself says we need to do a different energy policy.
This might be the only time that green issues get top billing at a gubernatorial meetup, but with Cape Wind and the Gulf oil spill still in the news, the environment may be a factor in this race. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonez.